This is 6 minutes for 6 days with minimalism and declutter coach Simone Penn.
Woohoo! Simone Penn, hello.
I finally have a title.
How are you?
Whew, a little bit. I'm good, thank God.
You're good.
How are you?
Awesome, thank you. I was actually saying to Simon earlier that after our talk last week, I've been looking at my closet and looking at my closet. I thought, no, no, no. Yesterday, I got stuck in. There is a massive pile.
Oh, the nachas.
Why does it feel so good?
It's like a drag.
Why does it feel so good?
Because you are unburdening yourself. You are ridding yourself of baggage. And when you rid yourself of physical baggage, the emotional baggage leaves as well.
Really?
It's a holistic experience, I would say.
All right. So tell us how – is there a formula to clean our closets? And let's do it strategically.
Right. So
is that the starting point?
For sure. I think definitely the closet is.
Are you taking notes, huh?
Absolutely, step one. Simon, it looks as though you're wearing far too many clothes today and you need to minimize over there.
That is so rude.
I mean, so what do you want me to do? Take them off?
He's wearing an eye patch. For those who can't see, he's wearing an eye patch. And a shirt. Anyway, back to minimizing your closet. I feel like.
She's very sensitive, Gabby.
Imagine if you were telling you to get undressed. Okay, so let's strategic.
Strategic.
Okay. Getting rid of stuff in our
the closet is for me definitely the jumping off point because it's really you get dressed every day. One would hope.
Yes, and you accumulate a lot.
Correct,
of stuff.
And also, you know, obviously the other areas of your home will affect a person's frame of mind, but. Ultimately, every single day you wake up, you brush your teeth, you get dressed. Whereas not every day you're going to cook. Not every day you're going to play in the playroom. Not every day you're going to be in the garden. So let's start with the closet. What would I suggest? There's two ways to go about doing it. So let me outline what I think is the most thorough way to do it. I think the most thorough way to clean out your closet is to take each and every item and you look at each item. Now I'm talking dresses, scarves, hats, shoes, underwear, pajamas, gym wear, whatever it is, you look at this item and you say to yourself, number one, have I worn this item in its most recent season? So if it's winter and this is a summer dress, you say to yourself, did I wear this last summer? Not I'm planning to wear it next summer. Did I actually wear this in the last summer? And if the answer is no for me already, that's an immediate no. But if it's not an immediate no for you, the next thing you say to yourself is, does it fit me now? I don't care if you want to get bigger, smaller, taller, shorter, whatever it is. Does it fit me now?
You're a hope destroyer.
I'm a hope giver. Because
you're a hope destroyer. What about all those dreams of fitting the size 15 that you were fitting into 6 years ago?
You don't need to be a size 15. You need to be exactly what you are because exactly what you are is exactly what you need to be. And I would not say that keeping that dress in the closet is holding on to a dream. I would say keeping that dress in the closet is holding on to self-loathing.
And also sometimes other people's expectations.
Anyway, even if it's your own expectation, let it go.
Okay, you've blown me away. That's a good answer.
Let go of the dress. Let go of the self-loathing. Love yourself exactly as you are today. But if that still doesn't give you a definite no, and I'm not looking for as many definite no's as possible because as I said last week, it's not less for the sake of less, it's less for the sake of more. But if you still don't have a definite no, the next question would be, does this make me feel alive? And
that's yeah.
And that for me encapsulates everything of the previous questions because why didn't you wear it? Why did you skip over it each and every time? Maybe you skipped over it because it was at the bottom of your closet. But you didn't know it was there. So, you know, that for me, that's a no. Right. So now you've done this. You've done this with the holy socks. You've done this with the socks that creep down underneath your heel when you wear those ankle boots. Those socks need to go. You've done it with the underwear that the elastic's, you know, not what it once was, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And you now go through your shelves, your hanging space,
absolutely.
Your shoes, that shelf where you keep your perfumes, the old bottles that no longer have any perfume, but it was a very expensive bottle of perfume.
You're jumping the gun.
All right, but we've got to wrap.
Right.
We've still got to do news headlines.
Right.
Okay, so.
You've now got a pile. You've now got a pile of items that you've edited. What are you going to do with this pile? You're not immediately going to chuck. you're going to take this pile. If you're me, you are going to immediately chuck. If you're me, it's like already on its way out. But not everyone's me. Thank God. So if you've got this pile, what are you going to do with your pile? You're going to put it somewhere. In the spare room closet, under the bed, in the guest loo basin, behind the guest loo toilet, wherever you have got an area that you can dump, you're going to dump this pile. The pile might be 4 items high, it might be 4,000 items high, you're going to dump. And you're going to give yourself 2 months. In those 2 months, if you do not go back and miss those clothes, they are dead to you. If you miss one item, be my guest, go and remove that item and wear it and enjoy it and feel alive. But do not pin your hopes of who you're going to be one day when you fit in the dress. Buy this. La, 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 la. You are who you are today. Just embrace that. It's totally cathartic. And once you've got your pal, your no pal, then that no pal can get divided up into donate, give to the housekeeper, give to my sister, give to my auntie, sell. There's beautiful, amazing high-end secondhand clothing stores. There's women in the community doing consignment stores all throughout the year. Investigate these things and do it and move on and free yourself emotionally, spiritually, and, in the morning.
Awesome. I love that. So 6 minutes for 6 days. That's your homework. That's my homework. Simon, that's your homework also.
Mm.
Simon.
And also to research
Fleetwood Mac. I pulled my Levi jacket out of the cupboard the other day.
Don't.
It's 25
don't.
Years old and it's
do
in.
Do not get rid of it.
That's the point.
Kathy.
This is.
Don't listen to her, Simon.
Circumstantial.
No. Look at him. Look at him and just picture Simon in a Levi jacket. No.
Shan't.
Sorry.
Shan't, Kathy. Shan't.
All right. Simon Finn, thank you very, very much. You can get hold of Simon in the following ways. Instagram.
For sure, follow me on Instagram. I'm accumulating followers. My Instagram handle is missuspen, missuspen for November. Or, I don't know, DM me on Facebook, email me, simipen@gmail.com.
There we go. There you go. Simone Penn. And then she's come back next week. And next week she's going to give us more homework.
There's going to be more verbal abuse.
It wasn't abuse at all. Oh, no. You don't know if it's verbal abuse.